Ouais, je suis niqué par là. I think it says in Yerideya that you should start the Nuzman on Rish Chodesh, or on a Tuesday, Yom Shavuch Bobo Kitov. That on Monday it doesn't say Kitov, Tuesday it says twice. So years ago the yeshiva always used to start the day after Labor Day. By definition, it's always a Tuesday. On the new auspices now, so it's not Rish Chodesh and it's not Tuesday. Okay, it should be a successful year. Okay. The Ritva, I think, quotes that the Gemara really begins on Daf Gimel on the base, the Kesef Min Olan, and it says all the rest was added by the Rabbanan Savaroi. Everything the first Daf Gimel. But it's interesting anyway to discuss what it says here. How do we do Kiddusha Mizman? Is that we do Kiddusha Kesef. We don't do Bia. The Gemara says Rab Mangar Amanda Mikadosh Bia. We don't do Kiddusha Bia. And the Rama writes that the minig is how much kesef do you have? It has to be a shalei pruta like bisilo. That's a dinner call it arkula. Shalei pruta. How much is a pruta? So that's important to know. The Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph on the first wide line says Sober Rabbi Yosef v'Neimar. Rabbi Yosef thought originally I have a mean a mistaken have a mean a pruta called the who. The smallest coin in the monetary system in your country is considered a pruta. Then the Gemara proves that it's not correct. That it's not a penny. So how much is a pruta? Is it more than a penny? Less than a penny? Not the smallest coin in the monetary system. So the Gemara leaves you hanging. The Gemara just quotes the Havamina, smallest coin. Then they reject it. They don't tell you what the answer is. So the Ramban on Hilchas Becheres quotes a tradition from the Gaonim that it's mishkal chatzi sora kesef zokuk. You have to take an average size barley grain. How do you know it's an average size barley grain? You have to take 1,000 barley grains and you assume that they'll average out. You have to take an average size barley grain, cut it in half, exactly in half. So, and on one side of the scale you put this mishkal chatzi sora kesef. On one side of the scale you put the average size half barley grain. You cut it in half. On the other side, you put silver. That means you put 1,000 barley grains on one side, and on the other side, as much silver as you need will be 2,000 prutas. The value of silver that weighs mishkal chatzi sora, pure silver, will be a pruta. So how much is that? How much is that? So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pinyan Aben, they tell you how much it is. Maisa, how much is a pruta here? So if you look there in Rashi, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, you have the narrow lines in Rashi, and then they become wide. So the first wide line, not the top four lines, towards the bottom of the daf, so on the first wide line, Rashi just makes a simple calculation that you have Uliyolim Kuf Tzarek Beis Prutas Bediner. The 192 prutas in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a sella. Sella and a shekel is the same thing. So if the 192 prutas in a dinar, so how many prutas are there in a sella? So you multiply by 4, 192 times 4. And then for pinyon aden purposes, you multiply by 5, because there are 5 sloim for pinyon aden. So you multiply 192 times 20, times 4, and then times 5. 4 times 5 is 20. How much is 192 times 20? It says 92 times 10 would be 1920. Multiply that by 2. How much is that? 3840. So 3840 prutas in Pidyon Aben. 3840 prutas in Pidyon Aben. So if Pidyon Aben would have been $38.40, means that a pruta would be a penny. How much is Pidyon Aben? So the Chazon Ish says, based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Chazon Ish calculates it. Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, the stipler, put out a separate sefer, Shiurim Shel Torah. How much is a pruta? How much is a kezayis, kebetz, all the different shiurim? So he says, he quotes a lot, quotes all the sources there. So he points out, the Chazon Ish writes that Meikar Adin is 96 grams of pure silver. You have to give, you're not bad. So the minig is that you give 100 grams. Some disagree with the Chazon Ish, they hold Mikra, then you have to give 101 grams. But the minhag is not so. The minhag is that people give 100 grams and they assume that that's more than enough. Mikra, then it's 96 grams of pure silver. So you have to call up. You have to call up the New York Times or find out on the... I was learning with someone just a month ago. I was learning that Perek in the end of Peres, Perek Yesh Peres, by Pinyin Aben. So I said, how much is 100 grams of pure silver? So in half a second, he took out his telephone and he pushed in the information. He said, it's $66. He found out right away, $66. That was last month, that's Pinyin Aben. That's 100 grams of pure silver. Meaning is you give 100 grams of pure silver. Yeah. The Gemara says on the first daf in Perek HaZohav that once you establish the Pinyin Aben, it stays the same. It doesn't keep on fluctuating. Even though the value of silver goes up and goes down, sometimes significantly, Gemara says once you establish the amount for Pinyin Aben, it stays the same. So the question is, what do you mean once you establish, when did you establish the amount, the value of the Pinyin Aben? So Moshe Feinstein has tshuvas about this. He has tshuvas when the communists took over Russia, and first there was a monetary system under the czars, and then they converted everything, and then they instituted a new monetary system under the communists. So how do you figure out how much is the conversion table? How much was Pinyin Aben? How much should it be now? So Moshe had a big machlokes at that time with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, who was also under the communists, was sent to Siberia because he was teaching religion in public and then because of a lot of world pressure, so the Russians freed him from Siberia, I think on Erev Yom Kippur. Anyway, it's a parsha b'fnei atzma. So Rav Moshe had a machlekes with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, and he said orally, he used to say balpeh, that the Minsk Gadol agreed with him against Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky didn't give in. Even after the Minsk HaGadol agreed with Rav Moshe, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky didn't give in. So Rav Moshe's opinion was that... Who was the Minsk HaGadol? I think his name was... It's a good question. His F's name was Pearl Lowe, I think. Yeruch Miyehuda Pearl Lowe. He wrote a sefer, the Or Gadol. Go to sefer. He's a mishnayis. They have him on the side. Or Gadol, and he has a sefer. Shadus of Chulis. Or Gadol. He started writing a chibur on the Rambam. But all we have from that chibur is what he printed in the Or Gadol, just on the Rambam, Perikay in Hilchus Yisera Torah about Yehorek Val Yavar. All we have is that part. But he planned to write a chibur on the whole Rambam like that, running commentary on the Rambam. So Rav Moshe was of the opinion that once George Washington founded the Medina here, and at that time, how much was Mishkal, what was the value of 100 grams of pure silver, so it stays the same, the oil and void. Once you establish a monetary system in any given country, so in Holland, and in England, and in France, and in Spain, and in Germany, whenever there's a Medina, and they establish how much is 100 grams of pure silver, it remains like that, the Yom Avod. So according to Rav Moshe, unless you have a major change in the monetary system, so then it's not a Hemshah from before. What's considered a major change? So Rav Moshe has a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma. What's considered a major change? When you have all of a sudden the government makes a devaluation, or the other direction, inconceivable, they devaluate the money suddenly, a shtus at a time. So that's considered a new monetary system. So Rav Moshe holds like that. So according to Rav Moshe, every country devaluates a little bit the money, but they print more dollars and so on. So it could be that at any given day, if you do Pinyin Aben in America, it'll be so much. Do Pinyin Aben in England, do it in Holland, do it in France, it'll be a different amount, and it won't be a correspondence. It won't be the same amount of money. That's very strange. Every Medina depends on HaKamas HaMedina, when they first started the monetary system. Chazon Ish does not agree with that. I think it's usually similar like the Chazon Ish. What you have to decide is on the Yom Lamed Aleph, when the baby's royal Pinyin Aben, the Gemara says you can't make Pinyin Aben before Yom Lamed Aleph. Like a Satanoim in the Mishnah with the Yom Lamed or Yom Lamed Aleph. So we assume Yom Lamed Aleph. So when the baby reaches Yom Lamed Aleph after he's born, that's when the Chiyuv Pinyin Aben sets in. How much does 100 grams of pure silver sell for that day? So then it remains the same. Then it remains the same. Because the Alpidin, the money doesn't change in value. All the commodities change.
That's Tiva. The gold or silver, that's commodities. So they change in price. So they're using the price the same all over. In other words, an ounce of gold is an ounce of gold, whether you buy it in whatever exchange you buy it on.
Yeah, but in different countries, the money changes the value at a different rate.
Yeah, the money.
Monetary sense. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, how much do you have to give for Pinyanat Ben in Russia and America is not necessarily going to be the same. Probably will never be the same. But you have to go back to the Hakomas HaMedina, when they started the Medina. And then when there's a major change, when the communists take over and they make a different monetary system, Rav Moshe holds, what was it until now? How much was it until now? That depends on Shas HaKomas HaMedina. And then when they make a major change, you make a conversion table. And you keep on going, and then you assume that that money stays the same.
The money is based on the value of silver. And silver is a commodity.
Right.
So you got to make that switch there.
Right. So Rav Moshe holds that the value of silver is determined when the HaKomas HaMedina, when the Medina started the monetary system. Chazanish says, no, each baby reaches Yom Lamed Aleph, so if you're going to make the opinion of Ben in Holland, you have to find out, in Holland, when the baby was 31 days old, how much was Pinyon Ben supposed to be there? And then it remains the same in the money from Holland. And how much was Yom Lamed Aleph in American money? How much was 100 grams of pure silver? So it'll stay the same. But it's established not in HaKomas HaMedina, not there when they instituted the monetary system. It's established when the Yom Lamed Aleph of each baby who needs a Pinyon Ben comes.
Until very recently, all the monetary systems in the world were based off not gold or silver being commodities, were based off gold or silver. Right, until whatever it was, 1896 or something like that in America, right, a $20 bill was equal to how much
gold
was, how, I think $20 was, there was a weight. $20 was corresponding to a certain weight in gold. And that's how much $20 was. But nowadays, almost everyone in the world, money is fake. We have paper, and we say this paper means this much, and that's it.
Okay.
So does that change anything? Because before Kesef was actually the value of the money, now I just have a piece of paper that there's an arbitrary, right, based on supply and demand and economics, there's an arbitrary value of silver.
Right.
It's very different than what the value of silver meant 150 years ago.
Right, right. Still, that's... The Shach writes that there are different opinions. Shach is in Yerideya, and this should have been a Chosh Mishpat maybe, but it's in Yerideya Hilchas Ribbis, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Gemara from the end of Bava Kamma. If I borrowed $1,000 from you 50 years ago, and then I pay back $1,000 today, it's not the same buying power. Not all the same buying power. So the Gemara says, no, but if it's the same monetary system, even though they kept on devaluating the dollar, and now it's worth much less, but Al Pidin, the money stays the same. Al Pidin, we say everything in the world is divided into two categories, either Tiva or Pera. Tiva means Matbea, cash, and Pera means commodities. So Al Pidin, the Matbea stays the same, and the commodities change in value. So if you have a question, how come real estate is more expensive today? How come food is more expensive? How come clothing is more expensive? How come furniture is more expensive? How come books are more expensive? So you have 1,000 kashas. So the teretz is one teretz. The money is worth less. So the halacha doesn't accept that teretz. The halacha declares the money al pidin stays the same. We know the money is less. But the halacha says that the money is the same unless there was a sudden job of a shtus at a time. But usually it's less than a shtus. So the monetary system changes a little bit 1 year. 5 years later changes, evaluated a little bit more. 5 years later a little bit more. It's crawling inflation. It doesn't happen in one shot. So the money today is a hemshech of all the money since the days of George Washington. It's not exactly so. Rav Moshe points out that they made major changes. They did make a major change. They used to have money in Fort Knox. They used to have gold in Fort Knox. Now they don't have. The money is just representative value. But still, so the Shach points out that even though there are different opinions in Choshen Mishpat, how far you go with the Dina de Malchusa, to what extent do you apply Dina Malchusa Dina? But this, everybody agrees, that Dina Machusa Dina is relevant with respect to determining what's considered Tiva, what's considered Peira, what's considered Kesh, Kesef. Sometimes the Dina is that Shava Kesef is not Kekesef. Kol HaTorah, last night we spoke about, usually Shava Kesef is Kekesef, There are three exceptions to the rule. Shavu Kesef is Lavki Kesef. The most prominent din where Shavu Kesef is Lavki Kesef is in Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. That we know from the Mishnayos, from the Gemaras, and Perek Azov. That you have to be paid the dafke by Sushani on Kesef. You can't be paid by Sushani Netter Revah. You have to be paid on Kesef, not on Shavu Kesef. That's why there's a difficult tesvis, there's a problematic tesvis and brachas on Lamed Hayim and Aleph, first off in Ketzim Avorchim. The tesvis quotes a psak from the Shiltas. Shiltas is a safer psak. The Shiltas says, what do you do with Netter Revah and Chutzlor? So it says, you paid the on a Shavu Pruta. So Allah Rani may say, what do you mean poi down a shovel pruta? You have to be poi down a pruta, not a shovel pruta. Shovel kesef is not by kiddushin, you can make kaddish and nitsha with a shovel pruta. A shovel kesef is kikesef. But by pinyin maisa sheni, pinyin that the revai should have been the same, should have been dafka on a pruta, not on a shovel pruta. So there's a whole discussion of that. How come the Shiltas is not the Rosh Hashiva, he's not saying pilpunim. It's a safe psaka like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. So how does he say that you use a shovel pruta? It's inaccurate. You need dafka a pruta. So the halacha distinguishes between a kesef and shavu kesef, and who determines whether anything is kesef. Kesef doesn't mean silver. In this context, kesef means silver. It's a different, and the other psuk in kesef means silver, but over here, kesef means cash. Who determines what's cash? So cash al pidin is legal tender. The shach says, whatever you hold, however far you go, with dina the machus adina, but this everybody agrees. Shach has an hilchas ribbis. That when you get to what's considered kesef as opposed to shavu kesef, that depends on what the government declares as legal tender. So the American government declares as legal tender the money in America. American government does not recognize Israeli money as legal tender. So if you learned in Eretz Yisrael and you have a pruta chamura that you used to be paid in Maaseh Sheni, then you come back to America with your pruta chamura, you're going to be using that matbeya to be paid in Maaseh Sheni in America, it's not going to work, al pi din, because that Israeli money in America is not considered kesef, it's considered shavu kesef. You cannot be paid in Maaseh Sheni on shavu kesef. We mentioned last night, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, if you left your pruta chamura in Eretz Yisrael, or if you have friends or relatives in Eretz Yisrael, who give you permission to use their pruta chamura for the purpose of being paid in Maaseh Sheni. But you're in America, you're being paid in Maaseh Sheni in America, and they're matbeats in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchus Maaseh Sheni, they had two different girsas, a Ferish and Gemara, either one way or the other, but there are two girsas in the Gemara, whether it depends on the location of the pruta or it depends on the location of the person who's doing the pinyon. Theoretically, there could have been a third possibility, but there's no such girsa. Maybe it depends where the Paris are. The Paris can be in South Africa, and the person making the pinyon Maaseh Sheni is in New York, and the Mabe is in Yerushalayim. So there are only, we're lucky, there are only two girsas in the Gemara. There aren't three. Theoretically, there could have been three possibilities. How do you determine which matbea, which coin is acceptable? What's called kesef? What's called shavu kesef? Kesef is whatever cash is recognized as legal tender by which government? The government where the person is or the government where the money is? There could have been a third girsa, but there isn't. We're happy that there isn't. It should depend where the payers are. So that there's no such girsa. It's just the Rama and the Rama have two girsas in the Gemara. Why should it depend on Eretz Yisrael? It depends on each country. Well, I don't understand the question. Let's say when you make pidyon haben. Make pinyin haben on the Yom Lamed Aleph, whatever country you're in. So on that day on the Yom Lamed Aleph, how much, what do we say, how many grams? 100 grams of pure silver.
Why can we go bust the country? Why can we go bust it where this is where the seller is
at? It's going to be the same thing, but if you're going to do the pinyin haben in America with American money, then you have to, then American money is considered kesef. Gemara says that the matbeya, tiva, doesn't change in value. So once you've established on the Yom Lamed Aleph how much you have to give for Pinyin HaBen, it stays like that. So on Yom Lamed Aleph, we establish all over the world, in each country, how much is Pinyin HaBen today. So whatever country you're going to do the Pinyin HaBen has to correspond to that amount of money that was the value of the 100 grams of pure silver on the Yom Lamed Aleph. Yeah, yeah.
To go back to Rav Moshe Shita, you have to go to Akamas Hamadina to establish how much Pinyin HaBen is. What makam? Because normally can only determine things by Tamulim Kermeshuk, but there are many shukim at Akamasa Medina. Meaning, like, if I'm in LA, the silver is going to be a different price than if I'm in New York. So which shuk do you use to...
That's also a serious question. It's also a serious question. Is it wholesale or retail? Different amount, whether you're buying wholesale or retail. I don't know. There's a bigger question. Okay, I don't know. That's a good question. So today, if pigeon at Ben would have been, what did we say, $38.40, if 100 grams of pure silver would have been $38.40, then a pruta would have been a penny. Because there are 3,840 prutas. There are kuftarik based prutas and a dinar. The 4 dinarim and a shekel and a sela, and there are 5 shkolim for pigeon at Ben. So if it would have been $38.40, it would have been a pruta, it would have been a penny. But the fellow tells me that it's $66 now. So I mean, a pruta is something between 1 penny and 2 pennies now. It used to be less than a penny. Pruta in America used to be less than a penny, because the value of silver used to be lower. In recent years, it used to be less than, around 5 years ago, it used to be less than a penny. Now it's in between 1 penny and 2 pennies. Okay, so you have to be Mekadosh and Isha with a pruta, yeah. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? How did Beis Shammai come up to say that you need a dinar? And Kol HaTorah Kula, the shir always is pruta. Tosfos here on the first daf quotes a Mishnah from Bava Metzia. Chomish pruta saying that it's a pruta for karka, a pruta for pidyon hegdish, and a pruta for pidyon ma'asusheni, and the gazlan and mazik. Everything depends on a pruta. Why did Beis Shammai all of a sudden come up to say that you need a dinar? A dinar, Rashi said, of kutzarek base prutas. 192 prutas. That's the Rashi. It just makes arithmetic. It just multiplies how many matbeas there are. Rashi writes 192 prutas in a dinar. What's the gematria here? Why did Beis Shammai say you have to make a kind of change 192 prutas? So the Gemara says, where's this Gemara? Here in Yud Aleph and Med Aleph. Around 10 lines from the top. Ishamay Yom Bedina. Maitamay de Beishamay. Why did they say 192 prutas? Where does that shear come from? I call it Tarkula. Chamish prutas, and the shear always is a pruta. What's up is over here? So the Gemara says, Shkenisha, Omer Abzer, Shkenisha, Makperus Alatzma, Venus Kadesh, Pachas Medina. It's a busha, it's an embarrassment that a girl should agree to get married for a pruta. So insignificant. So it's you have to give more. So the Gemara asks, and what if Pashta Yoda the Kibla, Chadzuza? What if the girl's from a very bekavadika family, she never agree to get married to a boy unless he gives her a ring that's worth $10,000? And what if she stretches out a hand and he gives her only a dinar? Beis Shammai would probably say it's no good. The girl will not accept it. She won't agree to get married to him in less than $5,000. So the Gemara says, no, Pashta Yoda the Kibla Loko Amina. She's demonstrating she knows what it is and she agrees to accept it. So the Beis Shammai are not going to disagree. Kiko Amina, when is there a machlekes Beis Shammai Besilom? Gondi Kitcha Bilelio. If he was Mekadosh at night, so she didn't see how much the thing is worth. The Eidim say it's worth a shavu pruta, but she didn't see it, so you can't say that she was masking. Inami d'shavi shaliach, or the girl made a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. So the first explanation that the Gemara gives from the Shammai Shita is enachinami miikra din deraisa deguit beisil, that kedushin should really be a pruta, and if the girl would be. The girl agrees, she sees that he's giving her something that only worth a pruta, so it would also be good for kedusha. But usually a girl would be makbid, and the umdin is, a stama girl would be makbid, she wouldn't agree to any kedusha. So it's a psychological din. It's not enough to have das kedusha. You have to have smichas das. The girl has to agree to be miskadeshes with this amount. If you fooled her, the girl thought that she's getting a $1,000 ring, a $2,000 ring, turns out that it's only a dollar ring, even though it's worth a shor pruta, and she loves the boy, she's been dating the boy for the longest time, but she thought that he's giving her a ring that's worth more money. The Gemara calls that a lack of smichas das. That's why I mentioned last night, that's why you have a minig based on the Tosis b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Is that Tosis? that you're not mikadosh and isha. Here's the Tosfos Tesa Amud Aleph, the Ram Askel, the Hilchasa. That the minig is in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the minig. You're not mikadosh and isha with a tabash sheish ala even with a stone. Because in a stone you can make a major mistake. The girl will think that the stone is worth $2,000 and it's a fake. It's only worth a half a dollar. It's not worth $2,000. Even though half a dollar is more than a shavu puta, and she loves the boy, she wants to marry him, but the Gemara says, there is das kiddushma, it's a lack of smichas das. The girl thought that it's worth more. She's becoming miskadeshes with more. The first explanation the Gemara gives for the Beishamai on Yud Aleph and Aleph is that Mikradin Beishamai agree with Beisil. The Kedushin is really a pruta. The reason why they disagree is because of a psychological lack of smichas das. A normal girl will not cheapen herself to be mekabel to agree to marry if it's only a pruta. She'll insist it has to be worth a dinar.
Wouldn't the case of being kasher at night be possible for everyone? There's no smichas das for kol yama. There's no smichas das for kol yama.
No, at night she knows that it's dark and she can't see what it's worth. So she can say, I thought it's worth $10,000 and if I would have realized worth less, I've never agreed to Kiddushin. So Beishamai have an umdina that no girl, no normal girl would ever agree to marry for a pruta. Even though she has das Kiddushin, but it's a lack of smichas das. The girl thinks that much better of herself. A girl would never agree to marry for less than a dinar, less than 192 prutas. That's the first explanation. Then the Gemara gives another explanation on the same daf. Rabbi Yosef gives a different, not like Rabbi Zeir, a different explanation for Beishamai Shita. Why they insist on a dinner? We don't pass like Beishamai. So the Gemara says, if the girl accepts the Kiddush and she sees what it is, so then there's no lack of smichas das. We're talking Kitcha Belelya, she didn't see. How can you have Kitcha Belelya? In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes in Hilchas Gittin, the Ramah quotes a chumrah from some Rishonim that a get always has to be bayom, and the Mesadar HaGet may not be related to the husband or the wife, because the Mesadar HaGet is considered as if he's a dayan on the gerishin, and a dayan din Torah has to be bayom. And the dying cannot be related either to either party. So the original source, if you look in the Yam Shel Shlomo, on the first page in Ksubas, it quotes this long piece from the Urzarua. The Urzarua is one of the Rishonim. The Urzarua was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Urzarua says it both by Gittin and Kiddushin. You should never have a wedding at night. You should never do a get balayla. And the Masada Kedushin should not be related to the Chasan or the Kala, and the Masada Aged should not be related to either the husband or the wife. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch only quotes in Hilchas Gittin. He never quoted it in Hilchas Kedushin. Why? It means Mikra, then he holds that it's not so. And if you have a Shas HaTchak, the Ramah says that we don't pass like that. You can do the Get Balayla, you can do the Get Bekroivim also. So just the Chumra L'Hatchila. So the Ramah only quoted the Chumra by Gittin. He didn't quote it by Kedushin. But the Knesset HaGdayla writes... Tzagdol was a rabbi in Constantinople, and he writes, when he took the rabbanus in Constantinople, he was surprised to see that they had weddings balayla. It's against the Ozeru. You're not supposed to have a wedding balayla. So he, and they told him that they were doing this for years already, so he reversed the practice, and he did away with it, like the old minhag, that you have to dafke, the wedding should be bayom, and the get should dafke be bayom. Yeah. What? Yeah, because he needed din. So they ask, but it says Beferish Kitcha Belelya. One says Beferish, the Kitcha Belelya from Mekadosh, the girl at night. Or there's another Gemara that says in Erechin, the Gemara has a Loshen, Otto called the Megarish, Bebedina Megarish, in the Perik, beginning of Perik Shuma Yisoimim. Well, that talks about collecting Ksuba. The Gemara says, what do you think? Everybody gets divorced in the presence of a Bezin? There's no Bezin. Husband writes a get, and he gives a get to the wife. You don't need a Bezin. What do you mean you don't need a bezin? But the Ozeru said you always need a bezin. Has to be always bayom. So the Vilna Gaon comes to answer the kashas. So in the Bir Agro and Eben Ezra, he writes, where does this chumra come from? Where did this wild idea come from? That you shouldn't do a kiddushin or a get balayla. Everything has to be bayom and you can't be kroivim. So he said, in the days of the Tanraim and Amoraim, the early Amoraim, they never had such a din. It was introduced here. The Gemara has on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. On Daf Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes from Shmuel. Shmuel was pretty early, first generation of Amorim. I don't know. Shmuel says here, 10 lines from the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph. Amr Abiyuda Amid Shmuel Kol Sheina Deb Tiv Gedushin Lo Yehei Lo Esik Imoim. So what does that mean? Lo Yehei Lo Esik Imoim. So Rashi says on our Gemara, one who does know the ins and outs of Kiddushin Agitin shouldn't be a Dayan. No, one who does know the ins and the outs of Basa B'chol shouldn't Paskin Hilchas Basa B'chol. One who does know the ins and the outs of Hilchas Nida shouldn't Paskin Hilchas Nida either. So what's the Chiddush over here? Tosis quotes an interpretation. Wow, Tosis there. Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Azriel, that it means you shouldn't date a girl. Shouldn't date a girl if you don't know Hilchas Kiddushin. Because it may be Mekadosh the girl by mistake and you won't realize it. Our husband should never, when you're married, you should never talk to your wife about getting divorced, because you may by mistake divorce her and you think that you're not divorced. So what's the great tragedy? So he's divorced and he thinks that he's not divorced. I mean, if he's a Kohen, Tosin says, okay, if he's a Kohen, that'll be a problem. Or he's living with the girl Beisa, he's living with his wife, he already gave her a get and he's still living with the wife. So Tosis doesn't think that that's the pshat. La yehela esek imohen. A man shouldn't date a girl if he doesn't know hilchas kedushin, and a man should never talk to his wife about a get if he doesn't know hilchas gittin, because he may by mistake be mekadosh the girl without realizing it. He may be megarish his wife without realizing it. That's what Tosis says. He may write to scribble something down, give it to his wife, and he'll think that he just expressed interest in divorcing her, a threat to divorce her, and he didn't realize that he just divorced her. He may not realize that he just divorced her.
What we're saying by Gidin, it's different because you said the Masada Gidin is a dayan, correct? What makes him a dayan is because Nasha commission after do something based on the get?
No. So that's what the Vilna Goen says. There's a Rashi, that's the punchline. Rashi here says, Le'yehela isigimoyim, one who does not hilchas Gidin Gidushin shouldn't Paskin a Shaila. That's elementary. If you don't know that area, halacha, don't paskin. Tosis says you shouldn't date a girl. You shouldn't talk to your wife about a get. It's a little doichik in the Gemara. So there's a Rashi in the beginning of Gittin. Where the Gemara there, those who learned Gittin, the beginning of Gittin starts with the Takana de Rabbanim, that I may be get from Dina Sayam, whenever the get is written in Chutz Loretz and is delivered in Eretz Yisrael, delivered in another location in Chutz Loretz, so the if the husband doesn't give the get himself, the husband sends a get like the shliach. So that's on the mesich to get the get. Maybe get from dinas ayam, the shliach lo ilachas haget comes from chutz lortz to deliver a get to a wife. So he has to be present when the get was written lishma and the get was signed, and he has to be able to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. I was watching when the get was written. I was watching when the get was signed. So why is that? So the Gemara says, because in Chutz Loretz they weren't so careful about the din of Lishma. They didn't hold from that din. The Tanoim Darshan didn't, because of law. Sefer Kiris is because of law Lishma. You have the right to get Lishma. We assume the din applies to Shtar Kedushin as well. If you have Adam Mekash and Isha B'Shtar, you can't take, you see, when a couple gets married, you take a printed text of a Ksuba, just fill in the missing names and the missing date and the city. And the amount of money, depending whether the girl's getting married the first time or the second time. But you take a text that's printed already. So in a get or a shtar kedushin, you can't use a text that's printed already. Because a get has to be written in Shema, and a shtar kedushin has to be written in Shema. So you can't have a shtar mechiras chamet. They're all printed, and you just fill in the name of the nochri, the name of the rabbi who's representing all the balabatim, and he sells everybody's chamets. Or a tenoyim, you take a printed text, and you fill in missing words. Because a tenoyim doesn't have to be written in Shema. But a get isha and a shtar kiddushin have to be written lishma. So in Chutz Loretz they didn't hold from that. Not everybody was so learned, and they didn't hold from that drasha because of lo lishma. So the chachamim were concerned that maybe the get that's being brought from Chutz Loretz maybe wasn't written lishma. So they insisted when the shliach brings the get there, it's Israel to divorce the woman. He has to say before nechvanach, he has to be present when the get was written lishma and the get was signed. So the Gemara says that on one occasion, the dayan who was mamuna on the get, the Talmid Chacham who was Mamun on the Get was discussing with the Shliach La'ilacha, he doesn't have to be there from the beginning to the end. It takes 20 minutes when you write a Get. Years ago, it takes longer, but now they have so many people getting divorced. So it's a 1, 2, 3. They know how to write the Get and they're asleep already. So it takes a half an hour to write a Get. So the Shliach La'ilacha doesn't have to be there from the beginning to the end. As long as they're in the beginning, so he can say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So the Gemara talks there about someone who is memuna on the gittin. Who is memuna on the gittin? So Rashi says on that Gemara, because we have this din, mishena deb hivgit mikidush and loy heil esek emayim. So this was the beginning of the institution. Shmuel, Amrav Yunam Shmuel. Shmuel was the one who instituted that you need a Masada Kiddushin. What do you need a Masada Kiddushin for? It's so difficult to read the Chosn knows Gemara. They give it a ring, says, Hari Amakadash Asli. And he says, the bracha with the has, the Siddur has Nakudas, has dots. So what's so difficult to say? Well, you need a rabbi to be Masada Kiddushin. So this was a takana of Shmuel, that you always need a Talmid Chacham to be Masada Kiddushin, and you always need a Talmid Chacham to be Masada Deget. So once they made that takana, that was Omer Abiyuda Amish Shmuel. Shmuel made that takana. In the days of the Tanaim, they never had the takana. So the Gemara says, in connection with the Tanaim, ought to call the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. That's the Gemara in Shema Yisayimim. In Erechin, the such Gemara in the end of Bava Basra also. Everyone who gets divorced in the presence of a Bezin. That was in the days of the Tanaim. It wasn't so. But once Shmuel made the Takana, so you shouldn't have Kitcha Belelya, and you shouldn't have one is Megarish Aloy Bebezin. You always have to have a Dayan who's Mimun Alkach. There's such a Rashi on an Amid Basin Gittin. Here it is, the bottom Rashi on Dav Hey Amid Base. Can't read it. Take a look. The Rashi Dima Aska Memuna Gittin. So Rashi says that's the institution of Masada Aget, Masada Kiddushin, came from this Gemara. So that Gemara and Dav Yud Aleph, and the Gemara says can go in the Kitcha Belelya. That was Kodem HaTakonah. That was before the days of Shmuel, the days of the Tanoim. They didn't have such a Takonah. So the Knesset HaGdolah thinks we should go back to the old system and be Choshesh for this Orzarua all the time, both by Gittin and by Kiddushin. But in the big Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah only quotes it, the Machaber doesn't quote it at all. The Ramah only quotes this, that the Masada Aget, he only quotes in Hilchas Gittin, that you shouldn't be Masada to get Balayla L'chatchila, and the Masada Aget should not be related to the husband or the wife, because if you treat him as if he's a dying husband moon on the case. Yeah. So Beishamai Shita, according to the first version, and Daf Yud Aleph Manal, Beishamai Minat Torah really agree with Beisilah. There should really be Berputa Beshavar Pruta. And their Shita, they didn't need a dinner is because of a psychological issue, because of a lack of smichas das. That no girl would cheapen herself. We make an umdana. If the girl agreed, okay, so she's sober with people, she agrees to be miskadeshes with less. But we make a general umdana, no girl would ever agree to be miskadeshes for less than a dina. Okay. A psychological consideration.
Why didn't
the
people look there?
Beishamai made a loy plug. I mean, Beishamai made a loy plug. They said, you always need a dina. You always need a dina.
But if she wants to accept less?
It ought to be good. It should be good. Shavu Prut, the Mikra din, they really agree, according to that version. According to Rabbi Yosef, and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, Rabbi Yosef has a different understanding of Beishamai. Why it's Minatur? It's not because of a psychological consideration. It's a different reason why. But we don't pass like Beishamai. But there are two versions, the two Pshatim in Beishamai, whether they said it's a psychological Takana midirabbanan, that it's not right that the girl should agree to be miskadeshes just for a pruta, that's so insignificant. You need at least kuftari base prutas, that's a dina. And Mikra din derai said they would really agree with Beis Hillel, yeah. And the second version is not Beis Shammai disagree on the level of derai, a totally different sheet, yeah. Here the Gemara has, this is still on Gimel Amid Aleph, the Rishonim say that the Gemara really begins on Gimel Amid Beis. On 7 lines from the top, Bikesa Minolan. And everything until then, they say, is from the Rabbana Savaroi. Okay. So the Rabbana Savaroi have a part of their discussion is right in the middle of Gimel Amid Aleph. You have two dots. Then it says, Binyan de Reisha Lemutemai, Binyan de Seifu Lemutemai. Akaman says, Huisha Nikdas Bisholas Drachim, gives their number three, and then it's Kana Satsman Bishte Drachim, their number two. Why do you have to mention the number? You're going to say what it is. You're going to say, because of Shtar B'Biyah. So 1, 2, and 3 adds up to 3. Anybody can realize that? The Gemara has the same thing on the Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos and says there are Lamet HaSavis Malachas. So Gemara asks, what's the significance of giving the number? You count it up. You say, Chorish HaZari HaKoytzah HaDosham adds up to 39. Why did the Mishnah have to say? So the Gemara says that sometimes if a person B'chal HaShabbos B'Shegeg, there's a concept of chilik malochas and have to bring 39 chatois. And that's why the Mishnah gives you the number. So the Gemara over here is also medayik. Why does it say the number 3? Why does it say the number 2? It must be in yana de reisha lemutei something and in yana de seifa lemutei something. Other Gemaras say not so. The Rishalmi says, alama nikur rishonim sofrim. Why were they in the days of Tanakh? Sometimes it says in the Tanakh that there's a Talmid HaChachamim are referred to as sofrim. Why so from scribes that they write? So the Rishami says, no, because they counted every letter in the Torah, those who knew Tanakh, and also called the Torah Kola Svuras. They gave numbers for all the halachas so you'd be able to remember them. Like here, over here it says, Oisha Niklas Bisholas Drachim. You may forget the expression Kesav Shtar Biyah, but you remember the number 3, so you'll remind yourself which are the 3. Oh, Kesav Shtar Biyah. It helps you remember. The Kohenes Hatzma B'shtei Drachim, you may forget one of the Drachim, but once you say the number, so also Kol HaTarakula Sfura, so it makes it easier to remember everything. If you have to, when the Torah Shabbat Peh was being transmitted orally, so it was an aid to the memory, to make sure you don't forget anything. But that's what the Yerushalmi says, that's the Derech of the Tanoim, is to give numbers to remember better. But the Bavli assumes this comment from the Rabbanus Averoi, this is in line with the Gemara Masech HaShabbos, that the Gemara Masech HaShabbos is Medayik. Why does it say that 39 Ovis Malachas? What's the need to mention the number? You'll add it up yourself. You see that the 39. So Rabbi Yechanan says there that sometimes a person will be Chayv 39 Chatos. Here also the Gemara, the Rabbanus Averoi, it's not the Gemara, Rabbanus Averoi, I'm Medayik, Miyonah Dereisha L'Mutemai, Miyonah Deseif L'Mutemai. So they say, Miyonah Dereisha is Lemutei Chalipin. I would have thought the Chalipin is good. 3 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amar Aleph. Avishanami, I would have thought, Maso de Mekanya Bachalipin, just like he can be kind of Karka Bachalipin, Avishanami Mekanya Bachalipin, Kamash Malan, the Chalipin is no good. Question is, Vehim Hachanami, why do you say Chalipin is no good? Why shouldn't Taka be acceptable? Vehim Kadish and Isha Bachalipin. If you give the girl a handkerchief in exchange for that, she'll be miskadeshes to him. Mara says, no, since Chalipin is snev, pachlim shavaputa, isha mefachlim shavaputa, loy mekanya nafsha. That's the gear set that we have in the Gemara, the top line on Gimelam and base. Isha mefachlim shavaputa, loy mekanya nafsha. The Rashi says over here, that's a psychological consideration. That's similar to the way. The first suggestion on Yud Aleph and Min Aleph, the Gemara gave 2 reasons for Beis Shammai. Why did they insist that you need a dinner? What's wrong with Kol HaTarkula? The Shir is Avi Shaver Puta. The Mishnah and Hazav says, Chomish Puta saying. There are 5 dinim that depend on a Shaver Puta. Kiddushin and Kinyan Karka, and Pidimai Susheni, and Choyvel and Mazik, and Kol HaTarkula. Everything depends on a Shaver Puta. Why did Beis Shammai all of a sudden say a dinner? So the first explanation was Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says because of a psychological consideration. It's a bizoyan. So the woman, the average girl, will never agree to Mimis Kadeshes for less than a dinar. No, Chalipin is a different kinyan, though. So Rashi learns, that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi learns on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, the top line of Rashi. Rashi's gear says, Lamikanya Nafsha. So the Gemara is saying a psychological statement here also. That since Chalipin can be done, even if you give a Kli, that's worth less than a Shavaputa, that's the Gemara in Hazov. Kani Bekli, Afal Pishayim Bo Shavaputa, that's a Gemara in Perak Hazov. So even if you do Chalipin.
Not in this case, I believe. I'm afraid that somebody else will do Machashu with Hashem, not through Chalipin.
Not that Yehoshish. Since Chalipin exists, Mikra Din, you can theoretically do Chalipin using a kli that's worth less than a Sharaputa. So even if you'll use a kli that is worth a Pruta, it's a Ganaihu law. It's an umdina that the girl will never agree to get married to the boy with Chalipin because that's a bizoin. So that's what Rashi's Girsa was, Lemikanya Napsha. It's a psychological statement. It's similar to the first Pshat and Bishamay, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. You're giving an amount of money, it has to be a dinar. Less than that, we say a girl would never agree to get married. So the Gemara says, according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying over here that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan that's a Gnai. And Tosus crosses out the word Napsha, Tosus had the Girsa, since the Tosus is on Amar Aleph, the big fat Tosus on the bottom of Gimel Amar Aleph. That's a major machlekes Rashi and Tosus. The Tosus says it's not because of a psychological consideration that it's a bizoyen, a busha, the girl will never agree because chalipin could be done with parashar puta. No, it's a halachic statement. The fact that chalipin can be done with parashar puta is a raya that is different from the kinyan kesef, and Allah only recognizes the three kinyanim, kesef, shtar, bia. Chalipin is a different kinyan. Maybe there is a discussion in the Rishonim, is chalipin mitam kesef or is chalipin a different kinyan? This machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, Pashim Pshat, machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. It's 2 days in Tosfos. Then we have a pasuk in the Chumash by Shivcha Harufa. Who is a Shivcha Harufa? Shivcha Harufa is an Eishes Ish, but she's not a full Eishes Ish. If she would have been really an Eved Kenayin, the Shivcha Kenayin is Ein Kiddush and Top Simba, so she can't be an Eishes Ish. But if she's a Chetzer Shivcha veChetzer Baschorin, so then Kiddushin Atovsin and a Chetzia Baschorin. So if you have a Chetzia Shivcha veChetzia Baschorin who's married to Israel, if she's married to an Eved Kenayin, then Kiddushin Atovsin and Eved Kenayin, so you can't have anything. But if you have a Chetzia Shivcha veChetzia Baschorin who's Mekudeshes to Israel, not to an Eved Kenayin, so then the Pasuk tells us that she's considered a partial Eishes Ish. To be a full Eishes Ish, you have to be Meshuchreres and Kiddushin Atovsin b'Shivcha. So since she's only a chetz yeshivcha, a chetz yebascharin, so the pasuk says the kiddushin atovsin lachatzoin. So it says when such a shivcha harufa is mezana, lo yamsu ki lochu pasha. You can't give the death penalty, not to the boil, not to the shivcha harufa, because she wasn't yet free. The name kiddushin atovsin, the shivcha knainis, but it's only miktsas kiddushin. So that's why the halacha says bikoris tihya. What does it mean? Bikoris tihya lo yamsu ki lochu pasha. The Gemara says, Bikoris Tia means that she gets Malkus. He doesn't get Malkus. The one who's boiled the Shivcha Harufa, usually we say, Hishava Kos Vishaliyish, whatever punishment she gets, he gets. And over here it's not so. The Shivcha Harufa, who is Mezana, so the Gemara interprets, Bikoris Tia means that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus. If she would have been a Yisraelis Gemura, who is Mishachrevis, who agreed to get married, she would have been a full fledged Eishes Ish, and she would be Mezana. There'll be a chiyuv misa because kilochu pasha lo yimsu kilochu pasha. She would never nishtachera. So then the din is that the boil, the one is boileh, beim meizid, beim shoygig is chayv asham shivcha harufa. That's one of the six ashamas, and the isha, the shivcha harufa, has the einish of malchus. She gets malchus, and the boil is chayv to bring asham shivcha harufa, beim shoygig, beim meizid. So the Gemara comments on the pasuk. How does the pasuk describe the shivcha harufa? It says, "V'hafdei loy nevdasa o chuv shala nitan lo." So, what does it mean? "Hafdei loy nevdasa o chuv shala nitan lo." What does that mean? Mar says, "Chuv shala nitan lo" means she didn't get a shtar shichra, and it has that connotation because the word "lo" appears. We like zereshava lo la meisha. By a man who gives a get to his wife, it says, "V'kasab lo sefer krisus." So the word law appears in connection with a shtar, a get. And here it says, chuv shala nitan law, she was not freed with a get shichra. So you see, from that pasuk we establish, one can be mishachar nevek naini by giving a shtar shichra. It happens to be talking about a shivcha harufa, about a shivcha knainis, but who are the nami and nevek naini. And we learn from the first phrase in the pasuk, of they loy neftasa, she's piduya ve'ena piduya. What do you mean piduya? Somebody was paida her, somebody was motzi her lecheres. Somebody who's much, what do you mean pidyon? Pidyon usually means bekesef. When you make pidyon hegdish and pidyon maaser sheni. So the Gemara says pidyon hegdish, the Gemara has a pasuk. The pasuk doesn't exist, it's a composite. The Gemara picked out words from different psukim. Venosna kesef ekamlo. When you pay the hegdish, you need venosna kesef ekamlo, you give money. That's how you pay the hegdish. Hegdish, the only kinyan that works to be paid the hegdish is kesef. So why do we call it pidyon? Oh, you have pidyon at the revai. Pidyon maaser sheni. Pidyon at the revai. Pidyon maaser sheni is bekesef. It's a kinyan kesef. The Gemara says pidyon hegdish is the same kinyan kesef that you have by kiddusha isha. Same kinyan kesef that you have when you buy karka. Karka is nicknamed as bekesef. The same thing isha miskadesh is bekesef. So the Gemara establishes, the Gemara derives on that phrase, the two phrases. V'habdei lo niftosa achuv shalo nitan lo. The shivcha kenainis was neither yotze lecheres hagdei kesef, habdei lo niftosa, nor was she yotze lecheres hagdei shtar. Achuv shalo nitan lo means lo lameisha, she was not given a shtar. So we learn out from that pasuk that there are two ways to be Meshachra and Evi Knaini, or Shivcha Knainis. One way is Ayidei Kesef, and the other way is Ayidei Shtar. Yeah. The din is that Shtar Shichra Evi Knaini has to be Nichtav Lishma. There are three Shtaris that Nichtav Lishma. From all the Shtaris that exist in the world, you have Shtar Mechiras Chametz and a Tnoim when you get engaged, and a Ksuba when you get married. Those Shtaris do not have to be written Lishma. When you sell karka, karka is nicknames bishtar, that's the Mishnah laid on the wherever it is, karka nisim, bekesef, bishtar, or bechazoka, that shtar does nik siva lishma. The only three shtaris that nik siva lishma are the get isha, because of lo sefer krisis, lo lishma, and by the shtar shichur, Rebbe Kanani says, achuv shala nitan lo, that means she was not nishtachur aide shtar, so the word lo has that connotation. And the third shtar is shtar kiddushin. The Gemara has a suffix later, boi rava. Rabbi had a suffix. There's a hekesh between kiddushin and gerushin. Just like he can accomplish gerushin ayde shtar, that's the only way to do gerushin ayde shtar. So too, one can create kiddushin ayde shtar. One might have thought you can only do kiddushin ayde kesef or ayde bia. Where does it say shtar? So the answer is no. It says in one pasuk that the husband gives his wife a get and she can go remarry somebody else. So that's called makash havayli yitzia. Yitzia means because of the safe kris and rasim yad b'shilchem ibeiso. He divorces his wife and she leaves. Then it says v'halcha v'haisel yishacher. And the same pasuk where it says v'shilchem ibeiso. So that's what the Gemara calls makash havaya yitzia. Getting married halcha v'haisel yishacher havaya means getting married is makash iskish to yitzia. V'halcha ibeiso when he divorces the wife. So that's called makash havaya yitzia. So the Rava had a suffix later. Do you only learn out from that pasuk that there exists an institution of kiddush shtar, or do you also learn out from the makash havai liyitzia that the shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma? So the Gemara says basa debayu hada pashto. Rabbi first had a suffix. It's later on daf yud. First he had the suffix, and then he came to the conclusion yes, that the shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma, just like the get has to be written lishma. So bottom line, these are the three shtaris that have to be written lishma. The get isha has to be written lishma. Shtar kedushin has to be written lishma, and the shtar shichur Rebbe Kanaini has to be written lishma. These are the three shtaris that affect the change in isa the heter. All the other shtaris only serve as a didi momentous. These are the only three shtaris that affect the change. When you sell the chametz to the goy, so what you accomplish by selling it is that you don't violate by rabbi matzah. But the shtar mechiras chametz is just a plain didi momentous. It's not a shtar to affect the change in Isa Vehet. It'll be relevant for Isa Vehet. Once I sell a karka, once I sell anything to you, it'll be relevant for Isa Vehet. If you want to be Mekadosh Anisha with it, so if it's yours, you can use it to be Mekadosh Anisha. If it's mine, you can't use it to be Mekadosh. But these are the only three shtars that get Isha. And the shtar Shichur Rebbe Kanaini and the shtar Kiddushin are the only three shtars that directly make an affect the change in the area of Isa Vehet. Yeah.
You said earlier that Rashi assumes that no woman would give herself up for less than a Sheva Pruta.
Yeah.
But the only kingdom that's more than a Sheva Pruta is Kesef. Shtar, Rashi even points out on the first daf, is less than a Sheva Pruta.
Right.
The itself is nothing. You're going to have to be anyway, even if you just did a Kenyan Khalifa.
Right. No, I didn't say it over. Not that Rashi says she'll never give herself up. the kinyan of chalipin is a bizayin, it's a gnai, because chalipin can exist less than the shavaputa. So even if it'll be giver a chalipin more than a shavaputa, kinyan chalipin is a gnai. Rashi says the reason why chalipin is not acceptable because it's a gnai. If not for that psychological problem, Rashi holds that chalipin would have been good. And Tosis learns, no, you cross out the word lemekanya nafsha. Should just say isha b'peruch shavaputa lemekanya. And what it means is that al pidin chalipin is not acceptable. There are only three kinyanim that we accept: kesef, shtar, bia. A chalipin is not one of them. The Gemara thought ve'emu hachinami ve'eve chalipin is good. So kamashmal on the Gemara that it's not good. So the pasha pshat and tesis, maybe have to polish it up a little bit. But the pasha pshat and tesis is that the dilin in the Gemara on the last two lines on gimel amud aleph ve'emu hachinami maybe chalipin should be good. Why? Because chalipin should be a subcategory of kesef. I give her a handkerchief in exchange for which she agrees to marry me. Maybe it's like kesef. So kamash malon can't be a subcategory of kesef. Since chalipin can exist less than the shavar pruta, so that's a hechacha that chalipin is a different kinyan. Chalipin is not mitam kesef. So that's why I said this is a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, benegeta chalipin, can you be mishachar rebek 90 aide chalipin? In the pasuk, there are only two ways to be mishachar rebek 90. And the pasuk is not by Eva Knaine, the pasuk is by Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is a Shivcha Knaines. But the pasuk says, Hofte lo neftosa, she was not niftes. Niftes means Shichra Yide Kesef. If she would buy her way out of someone else, a good Samaritan would give the Odon money to be Meshacha her, so that would be Piduya, that Shichra Yide Kesef. Achuv Shalanitan lo, lo la Meisha means to give a get. So the Gemara in Gittin tells this story. That once a man was on his deathbed and he had a Shivcha Knainis who was very devoted to him all the years. She took care of all of his needs. And then as he was about to die, so she was already an old lady. So she said, how long do I have to remain a Shivcha Knainis? You're about to die, I have to serve your children. He says, you're right, I'm going to free you. So he gave his yarmulke, he took a kli, he took a beggar and then he gave it to her. And he says, be kind of this. And then let it serve as a kinya chalip and you should go free. And then he dropped dead. So the Gemara says it's not valid because there's a machlokes in Bava Metzia, Rav Levi. How do you do kinya chalip? And who's supposed to give the handkerchief to whom? Let's say when the rabbi sells the chametz to the goy, who's supposed to give the handkerchief? Some rabbis don't know the din. The rabbi, when the balabatim asked them to sell a chametz, so the rabbi is acquiring from the balabos the right to serve as his shaliach. So the minig is, it's not a din, the minig is that the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the balabos because I give you the handkerchief in exchange for which you give me the power of attorney, the power to act as your agent, the power to be your shaliach. So some rabbis think that just like when they make the kinyan with the balabos, when they authorize him to function as their shaliach, so too when you sell the chametz to the goy, the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the goy. That's 100% incorrect. The goy is supposed to give his handkerchief to the rabbi because we pass him the kelev shel koina. The koina has to give the handkerchief. So when the rabbi is acquiring from the balabas the right to sell his chametz, so the rabbi is the koina. He's acquiring the right to function as the shaliach. So the rabbi gives kelev shel koina. When the rabbi sells the chametz to the goy, so the goy is supposed to give his handkerchief. I saw it with my own eyes. Some of the rabbis don't know they did. They think chalipin is the rabbi gives. The rabbi always has to give a handkerchief. By a chasana, the rabbi gives the handkerchief. No, the kala gives the handkerchief. The kala is not there. So the rabbi is ochel leolim shalipin. So the rabbi or the yedim give a handkerchief to the chasan because he's accepting upon himself more than the basic amount of ksuba. The basic amount, even if he doesn't give her a document, he's bechuyif to pay that amount. If he divorces her, or if he dies. But as far as the Tosefes Ksuba and the Nedunya, so that you need a kinyan. So it's not the rabbi, it's not a din. The rabbi always has to give a handkerchief. The rabbi or the Yedim give a handkerchief to the chosen representing the kala. Kala is the one who's koina. The kala is acquiring the hischaivus from the chosen. So the kala should have walked into the room. She should give her handkerchiefs. So instead, we leave the kala in the other room, playing the music. And the Edom or the rabbi represent the kala. It's always a kalev shel koina. We assume it's a schus for her, right? We assume it's a schus for her.
Didn't we discuss last year that there was a Rashi who said that it wasn't a problem to have kalev shel koina and kalev shel matne?
Rashi interpreted that there was an opinion in the Gemara like that. There is a machlekes in the Gemara. So Rashi interprets that there was an opinion in the days of the Gemara, either kelo shel kain or bekelo shel makna. But that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion only bekelo shel kain. Only bekelo shel kain.
Also, just before what Rebbe was saying in Makish by Lotzia, that makes sense. And Rebbe was talking about the machlekes Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluyim. It makes sense that Pnei Yeshua would be Makish, those because you're close to a Kinyan Yisr and you're getting rid of the Kinyan Yisr, but as it worked in the Avnei Miluyim, these things are totally different Kinyan.
Why does it make sense according to the Pnei Yeshua?
Because they're both, it's the same type of Kinyan, I don't know.
No, according to Pnei Yeshua, when the girl gets married, she's selling herself over to the husband. When he divorces her, he's not selling herself back to herself. He cancels the kinyan. He's just canceling the kinyan that he had. It's not transferring of ownership. So getting back again, one second. Getting back again, the Gemara tells a story. The man was on his deathbed, and his shivchakdainis, so somebody else comes to him, and she says, I have to remain a shivchakdainis. Could be that she worked for his father. Could be she worked for his father also. The Gemara doesn't tell the whole story. So she said, how long do I have to remain a shivchakdainis? So he says, you're right, it's time to free you. So he gives his yarmulke and he says, you should be freed with Yina Khalif, and then he drops dead. So the Gemara says, it's no good because the din requires Caleb Shel Koina. If the shivchakdainis would have given something to the Odon, it would have been good. But the Odon gives to the shivchakdainis, that's the Caleb Shel Makna, so it's no good. So what if it would have talked to bin the Caleb Shel Koina? What if the shivchakdainis, that's the question, does the shivchakdainis possess any property at all? Usually if it didn't call mashakana abikana rabo, so the shivchakdainis can't possess anything. So let's say there'll be a good Samaritan, a third party, who will give the adon a handkerchief and say, I want to feed the shivchakdainis, like in the chosin's tish, either the rabbi or the witnesses assign the ksuba, give a handkerchief to the chosin. What does it help? The kala is supposed to give. So we say, we're doing her a favor. She's going to get into money now. By their giving the handkerchief to the chassan, he's obligating himself in more than the basic suv. He's obligating himself in the tosefes. So the same over here. Some good Samaritan steps up and gives a handkerchief to the Odom, and they say, I want you to fee your Rebbe Kanani. Would you agree? He says he agrees. So would you say, Kinyan Chalipin would be good then to be Meshachar Rebbe Kanani? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that yes, the Gemara said the whole reason why it was no good was because the Odin gave his yarmulke. He took his sudar off of his head, he gave it to the shivchakdainis, and the psak halach is that you need bekelov shal koina, not bekelov shal makna. So that's why it's no good. Sounds from the Gemara Gitna, it would have been bekelov shal koina, it would have been good. So that's a machlekes 2 days in Taisus. That's machlekes the Ramam and the Raivet. Allah lamais the bottom line. So what's the machlekes? So the way the Rishonim presented Al Pi Pashtus is that you only have two kinyonim that work to free an Avi Kanani. That's the pasuk. Hop de lo nevdos el chub shel anitan lo. Either ayde kesef, Avi Kanani is yotze lecheres ayde kesef, yotze lecheres ayde shtar, ayde get shichur. So where does Chalipin come in here? Chalipin is a different kinyon. So if all Chalipin is a branch of kesef, Chalipin mitam kesef, Chalipin is the parsha Megillas Rus. Where does that come from? Is that a third kinyan? If it's a third kinyan, so it's no good by Shilcha Avikanani. The Pasuk in Chumash only tells you there are two ways to free, to cancel the Avdus of Avikanani. Either Chavtei Loin Evdosa, either Pidyon Ayidei Kesef, Yetzel Chavis Ayidei Kesef, or Chuv Shalom Ditan La, Ayidei Shtar, Lo La Meisha, not Ayidei Chalipa. So those who show them hold the Chalipa is good to be Meshach and Avikanani, because they all Chalipa Mitam Kesef. So that's why it's usually assumed over here. That according to Rashi, Chalipa Mikra Din would have been good. The only reason why it's no good is because of a psychological issue. There is Das Kiddushin, but she would never agree to such a Kiddushin. Gnai Hula, psychological problem. And Tosis has Tainus. What do you mean psychological problem? What if Pashta Yoda Vikibla? Like the Gemara said in Daf Yud Aleph, Tosis on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, is he referring to the kasha that the Gemara has in Yer Aleph Menal? What if the girl sees what it is? She agrees to be miskadeshes bechalip. So then you're going to say that it is good, only kitcha belel, you were talking about belel, how can it be? So Tosafos Kross has the word loy mekanya nafsha, and they say no, the Gemara is just proving over here that chalipin is not a branch of kesef. If chalipin would have been a branch of kesef, it would have been good for kedushin. There are only three kinyonim that are acceptable by kedushin. Kesef Shtar Abiyas. If Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef, then it's good. The Gemara just proves that it's not a subcategory. That's the Pashup Shat. So usually that's what they say. Machlek is here, Rashi and Taisvis, but you have the word Nafsha. You don't have the word Nafsha on the top line on Gimel on the base. That's the Machlekes, where the Chalipin is Mitam Kesef, or Chalipin is a different Kenyan. If Yol Chalipin is a different Kenyan, so what kind of a Kenyan is it? It's a Megillah's Ruth. So what in the world kind of a Kenyan is it? What kind of a Kenyan? It's not Mitam Kesef. It looks a little bit like Kesef. I give you something in extension for that, you give me back. Yeah, but look, there was an opinion in the Gemara and Perakazov. How do you do Chalipin? Whether it's Bekelev Shalkoina, Bekelev Shalmakna. So if you hold Chalipin as Bekelev Shalmakna, so it's not Mitam Kesef. I give you the handkerchief and I say, just like you now own the handkerchief, you now own the house. So if you hold Bekelev Shalmakna, it's clearly not Mitam Kesef. Only if you hold Bekelev Shalkoina. So what is it? If Chalipin is Bekelev Shalmakna, and it's not Mitam Kesef, what kind of a Kenyan is it? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik had a shiur that he would say every year and a half or so, every 2 years, he would say, make sure that he said over this whole shiur. And the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Baruch Beh has this on Kiddushin. But if you read the Birch HaShmuel, you won't be able to understand what in the world he's talking about. It's not well written at all. But if you heard this shiur from Rav Soloveitchik, then you read the Birch HaShmuel, then you'll understand what Rav Baruch Beh quoted in the name of Rav Chaim, that the giving over of the handkerchief is just a symbolic act, the token act that represents the fact that there's a Gemira's Das, and Chalipin is really Haknoa Midas. It's just the giving of the handkerchief is just to demonstrate that there's a full Gemira's Das, and the Kinyan is Chalai De Das alone. That's why we mentioned that Rashi has an Tosis is not happy with the Rashi in Perek Hazav, but Rashi has one interprets that there's one opinion in the Gemara in Bava Metzia Perek Hazav, the Chalipin is good either Bekelev Shalkoina or Bekelev Shalmakna. This way is good and that way is good. How in the world can we either way? Doesn't matter, Bekelev Shalkoina, Bekelev Shalmakna. How can it be? Doesn't make a difference. The answer is it's not really a Maisa Kinyan. It's just a symbolic act that represents the fact that there's a Gemira's Das here, and the Das alone accomplishes the Kinyan. It's a stronger Gemira's Das.
Is this the time called over?
The time called over. Right. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out that usually we assume, that's based on a Gemara in the second Perek in Gittin, usually assume that Kinyani Karka don't work on Metalkalim, Kinyani Metalkalim don't work on Karka. Let's say you have an Otzitz Nokuv and an Otzitz Shena Nokuv. So if you have something growing and an Otzitz Nokuv, we assume that it's yonik from the ground. If you have an otzitz shein anoku, there's no nekav on the bottom of the otzitz. We assume that there's no yonika from the ground. There's only yonika from what's in this otzitz. So if you have something growing in an otzitz noku, so it's dinik mechuba la karka. It's yonik from the karka. It's dinik mechuba. If you have something growing in an otzitz shein anoku, it's dinik tolus. So the Gemara says, I want to be makna the otzitz to somebody. I want to be makna the flowers, whatever is growing to somebody else. So which can you want to work? The Gemara says, if it's an otzitz nokuv, then chazaka works. Kinyan chazaka is good by karka. So this is kdina ki karka. In Meshicha is no good. Hagbo is no good. But if it's an otzitz she'eno nokuv, then it's dina ki tolush, then hagbo and Meshicha would work, and chazaka would not work. So the Pnei Yeshua over there points out, and Nesivis quotes this Pnei Yeshua. Nesivis often quotes major Yesodis on the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi says it's the exact same flower pot, exact same thing. He picks it up, he makes a chazaka, and he digs or something there, and it depends whether it's dina kemechuba, dina ketolosh. You see, kach nemra alocha, the kinyoni karka don't work on metaltlim. Let's say I want to be makna, the building across the street belongs to me. I want to be makna. So of course hakbo doesn't work. How are you going to make hakbo on a building? How can you make? I want to sell you a field. Of course you can make hakbo. That we understand. Hakbo and mashiach don't work on a house, don't work on a farm. Don't work on a building. But Habo Meshicha and Chazok is everything should work by an otzitz. Why does it make a difference whether it's an otzitz knock about to Shen and Okav? They see from the Gemara, Kach Nemer Haloche, Kinyoni Karka don't work on Metalkan, Kinyoni Metalkan don't work on Karka. So over here, it's a strange thing. You have Chalipin works both on Karka and on Metalkalim. Why? So because the Rishonim write why? Because it says, Lekayem Kol Dover. It says in Megillas Rus. It works on anything and everything. Kayem kol davar with its karka on metaltalim. And then not only does it work to be makne, either karka or metaltalim, to transfer ownership, it works to create a hischaibus. If I say, I want to obligate myself to give you $1,000. So if you give me a handkerchief and you say, by my accepting the handkerchief, I hereby accept the obligation, that clinches it. Now I'm a chuyiv. If you wouldn't give me the handkerchief, I can always back out. I'm not mechuyev. I can change my mind. But if you give me the chalipin, either you give a shtar, either I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 and I give you the shtar. So that's the Gemara in the end of Ksubas, Daf Kud Beis, that you can create his chayvus mamin by giving a shtar. Or the Gemara says, kana miyada, the Gemara says many times, if kana miyada, you make a kinyan suder, that creates a his chayvus. So how do they know that kinyan suder is good for everything under the sun? It's good to be kind of karka, it's good to be kind of metalkalim, it breaks the rule that you know a karka that work for metalkalim, and it's good to create a hischaivis mamim. So the Rishonim says it's based on the word kol, the kayem kol dov is good for anything and everything. And that was the havamina here, that it should be good for kiddushin also, the ema hachinami, from the second line from the bottom of gimel amud aleph. Let it be good because the kayem kol dov is good for anything and everything. So that's the Gemara answers no, and according to Tosfos, the simple reading, maybe you have to polish it up a little bit, but the simple Gemara answer is no. They're only, for Kiddushin, there are only three kinyonim that are acceptable, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So the Havamina was the Chalip and his Mitam Kesef, is a subcategory of Kesef. Then it would be the Eimah Hachanami. It should be good for Kiddushin. Then the Gemara answer is no, it's not a subcategory of Kesef. It's a different kind of a kinyon. What kind of a kinyon? Haknomi Das, just the fact that you gave symbolically, gave someone a handkerchief, and we pass in Kelv Shalkaina, you give a handkerchief, so that's a demonstration that there's a stronger Miras Das. Whenever there's a stronger Miras Das, then there's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah.
According to Tosos, if a Chalipin is a stronger Kinyan than Kasev, why can't you learn a Chalipin Mikal Vachomer? If you can be caught, you can do a Kinyan Isho, so a Kedushin with Kasev, Kal Vachomer, you should do a Chalipin.
There's a major difference, a good question, Kal Vachomer, it's a major difference. Kesef and Shtar B, at least there's a Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin, there is no Maisa Kinyan. So maybe that's what the Gemara answers. You cannot be Mekadosh and Isha without a Maisa Kinyan. But Chalipin is just a symbolic act that indicates that there's a strong Gemara's Das, and the Chalois Kinyan takes effect, or the Hischaivis Mama takes effect, with the Gemara's Das alone. So that's what the Gemara said. Perhaps that's the answer. Chalipin needs a Isha Niknas, he needs a Maisa Kinyan. No such thing of becoming an Eshes Ish just for the high level of Das. A very strong Gemara's Das. Rav Soloveitchik used to mention two sources. When he would say over this, B'Shem Rav Chaim, the Chalipin is a Haknomi Das, the Chalipin giving over the handkerchief is just an indication that there's a strong Gemara's Das, and the Das alone accomplishes the Kinyan. So he had mentioned two sources. So one source was the Rambam by Pu'utos, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam towards the end of Hilchas Mechira, I think it's Perek Chav Tes, starts off that there are three people who cannot make kinyanim in Atarach Erishah to the cotton, the Lab Bnei Das. But with the Rabbanon, what are you going to do? That's the beginning of Perek Chav Tes. Shlosh Ein Mikcha Mekach Ein Memker Memker Din Torah. There are three people who cannot make to the cotton, since the Lab Bnei Das, so they cannot make a kid, they cannot be makna anything, because they need a bardas. And then the Rambam quotes, there's a takana with the Rabbanon, Mishnayis and Gittin. What if the father passed away, and the kid is a yosem before bar mitzvah, and he has to do something to make a living? He's going to sell Kool-Aid, he's going to sell newspapers, he's going to sell something. So with the Rabbanon, they made a takana that he can sell metalfalim. To sell karka, they don't allow him, because you can lose a fortune of money on karka. You can sell for the wrong amount, so you can't. The Gemara says even if you're after bar mitzvah, you can't sell karka until you reach the age of 20. If you're selling karka that you got birusha, you have to be 20 years old. If you were so bright, the kid is a yosem, and he sold Kool-Aid, and then he sold automobiles, and then he sells so then if he's so smart that he made a fortune on his own and he bought the karka on his own, so we allow him to sell a karka after his bar mitzvah before the age of 20. But if he yashin from his father, he can't sell a karka until he's 20 years old, because we're afraid he may lose his pants, may lose a fortune. So that's called katnashigir lo'enes ha'putas. Putas means his mind is developing a little bit. Kibar shis, kibar sheva, 6 years old, 7 years old. He understands a little bit what it means. He sells the Kool-Aid for a quarter, whatever. He sells newspapers, making money. He understands a little bit business. So katnashigir lo'enes ha'putas, a little kid, and he's a yasim, and has no apotropos to take care of him. So he made a takana of the Rabbanan that he can make inyon. So the Rambam writes, yeah, he can make inyonim, but he can't make a kinyan chalipin. That's in Perek Chof Tes. Huh? Right. Perek Chof Tes Alocha Tes. He says, v'cheinim kanu, if they made a kinyan chalipin, the cotton is going to sell something that's not valid. He can sell with other kinyanim. Why? So the rabbit asks, what's wrong with chalipin? Chalipin is a subcategory of kesef. Baharaya, and he quotes the story in the Gemara Gittin that the man was about to die, and he said he wants to free the Shivcha Knainis, and he gave her his suder. He took the suder off of his head, he gave it to her, and the only reason why the Gemara said it's not acceptable is because Caleb Shal Makna, but if it would have been Caleb Shekhan, it would have been good. I bet there are only two Kinyonim that are valid for Shivcha Rebbe Knaini, either Kesef or Shtar. The answer is, you see, Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef. So the rabbi asks, why does the Rambam distinguish? Why does it say that a cotton, shigir lo'enes ha'putas, when he sells, he can sell merchandise and get paid kesef, is acceptable. So why shouldn't chalipin be acceptable also? The rabbi doesn't understand. So the Rambam probably thinks like this, that chalipin, that's how Rav Baruch Beer quotes the name Rav Chaim on this Rambam, that the Rambam thinks, midrabbanan, they made a takana that the cotton can sell merchandise, can sell things even though he doesn't have das. Made a takana, hefke besne hefke, the kinyan of the cotton is good without das. But the kinyan chalipin is das. It's a das haknoe. So you can't say the kinyan is good without das. The whole kinyan only consists of das. So that's why the Rambam holds that an original chiddush, he thinks the kinyan suder, the rabbi disagrees with that. He thinks the kinyan suder would also be good if the cotton is selling a day suder. But the Rambam thinks that it's not acceptable. Then there's another Ravid, there's another Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. There is a din in Maseches Kiddushin later on Samachayim the base. There is a din that we use an expression that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik coined, that when you get married, you need Eidus Lekim Adov. If you don't have two witnesses watching, when the chosen gives over the ring to the kallah and says, Hariat Mekudeshesli, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. Even though Huvihi Shneim Oidim, the Chosan and the Kal, they both admit. He gave her a ring and he said, Hariat Mekudeshesli, took her out on a date, and he gave her a ring and said, Hariat Mekudeshesli, and she agreed. But since there were no Oidim watching, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So Gemara says it's based on a Gzeirah Shavah. Dova Dova Mimomen. That says, Al Pishne Eidim Al Vishlosh Eidim Yokum Dover. That pasuk goes on Mamon. There's another pasuk that goes on Nefashos. Al Pishnai made him al Pishlosh Eidim Yumas Hameis. That's by Nefashos. But this pasuk is near it, in Dvorim Yutes. Al Pishnai Eidim al Pishlosh Eidim Yakum Dovor. That goes on Dini Mamonis. So you need to aid him by Dini Mamonis to prove what the case is. And then the pasuk says, Kimotsu ba'ervas Dovor. The husband discovers that his wife was Mizana. She's a Saito. So he has to divorce her. How did he discover? Witnesses came and they told him. How many witnesses have to come? Gemara says, Dova Dova mi Mammon. Just like by Mammon, it says, Al Pishne Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim. You need two Eidim for Mammonis. You don't say Erech Nemen be Mammonis. So too, you would need two Eidim to establish that the wife was Mizane, that the husband had, that they have to get divorced. So the Gemara, so that's Lebir HaDover. That's Lebir HaDover, to ascertain that the wife was Mizane. To establish that she's Saita Surah Baile, you need to aid him Libira Dova. So that's, you have Mominus and the Fashis and Dovisha Bierva need Shnei Aidim. And he said, the Heter is Aidachadam and Beisur. But the Gemara also learns that from the Xerushava Dova Dova and Dab Samachem and Beis and Kiddushin that you require Shnei Aidim for Pasha Pshat for Gitim. The Kiddushin, Dovisha Bierva needs to aid him Lekiyam Adova. Not only Lebir HaDover, to ascertain that she's a Soit Asu al Baila, you need Lekiyam HaDover, that even who Huvehei Shnei Moidim, the Chosin and the Kal, they both admit that he was Mekadosher, he gave a ring, Sahari Amakadoshesli, the Kedushin HaNatchal. You have to have two Kosher Eidim watching. So the Gemara asks, and what about by Dini Mamanis? The Gemara has there 10 lines from the bottom of Samachem Beis. So the Gemara says, let's talk about a case. There were two shutfim. Mar Zutra, Rabada Sofa, B'nai, the Rab Mary Barisa. Somebody died, then he had two sons, and they had to divide the Yerusha. Palak Nichsai Bahari Adori. They made a Chalukah Sal Shutfim. They made a Chalukah, they didn't have Edom watching. So the Shaila was, this halacha that you need Edom watching by Git Mikedushin, that's only by Git Mikedushin, the Kiyam Adova. But in Mamanis, when you make Chalukah Sal Shutfim, let's say I go to the grocery, and I buy Cheerios, and I buy a container of milk, and I walk away. There was nobody watching when I paid for it, when I bought it. So he said, the Kenyan doesn't take effect, because nobody was watching. You have to have Edis Likim Adova. But he's saying, no, the Edis is only, in case someone's going to deny that the Kenyan was made, so then you need him to prove only a Bir Adova. But Likim Adova is not necessary. So that's the Shaila that they asked. So they were given the answer, Amalahu. You only need Edom Lebir Hadov. You never need Lekim Hadov. When you make a Kenyan, a Karkam, a Tatlim, you never need Edis Lekim Hadov. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you never need Edis Lekim Hadov in Kenyanim and Mammon, even in Kenyan Suda. And the Rabbi disagrees by Suda. He says, not everybody agrees by Suda. It means that he disagrees. There's such a Shita Mukubetzes in Baba Basra that quotes the Rabbi who disagrees. He holds that by Kenyan Sudi, you do need Edis Lekim Adova. Ravid says there are two kinds of chalipin. There's a chalipin of Sudar, then there's a chalipin of Shavah B'Shavah. So if you make a chalipin of Shavah B'Shavah, say, you have an extra television in the house, and I have an extra Encyclopedia Britannica. And it's approximately the same, so I say, you can keep the encyclopedia and give me the television. So Kimisha Zachazan is Chayasav a chalipin. There's a chalipa and a shavah b'shavah. No money's going to be paid. So the rabbi writes a chalipa and shavah b'shavah. That's a normal kinyan. That you don't need edis l'kim adav. A chalipa and a psuder, when you just give a handkerchief to become a billion-dollar building, so that you do need edis l'kim adav. The rabbi holds like the Tosfos has the two opinions already. We learned in Sanhedrin Davov, Tosfos had two opinions. So Tosfos brought a whole bunch of proofs that Chalipin doesn't need Edis Lekim Adov, but not all the Rishonim agree. The Ravid's opinion here, the Ravid on the Rambam, and the Ravid in the Shittim Kubetzes and Bava Basra also writes the same, that you need Edis Lekim Adov. Why should you need Edis Lekim Adov? Maybe we'll discuss this tomorrow, because we got to go downstairs to Davin Mincha. Okay, we're up to Edis Lekim Adov by Chalipin. Why does the Ravid hold that you need Edis Lekim Adov by Chalipin? Okay.
We're going to say it to an extent.
Mazel tov, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Who's the girl?
Sari Borenstein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else?